Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Mm-hmm. What you eating on?
Hmm?
What you eating?
Hmm?
You a real nigga. Yo, he went in his pocket, came back with a mouthful of some pores.
Was not in my pocket. I had Girl Scouts cookies.
Word,
that's
kind?
Exactly why.
Oh, all right. You see?
I only had two left.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. You know, it's three of us here. Kev ain't need one. Oh, man. What's up, guys?
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
Kev back from vacation.
Kev out here. With a tan,
yeah, like
looking his best,
hard, man.
Out here fighting alligators and shit.
Living my best life.
Living my best life.
Oh man, how you guys' week's been?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Nah, I got sick last week, so I'm trying to get
you're
myself back together. No.
Oh, you choking on the Girl Scout cookie?
Yeah, that was the coconut.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but no, it's just I had asthma last week, so I'm trying to get back. Before I couldn't go to my kitchen, now I could go to the bus stop downstairs. So
congratulations.
Yeah, one step at a time, one victory.
That shit is really a setback. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, no, I can't walk. Like, I can't even walk to my living room.
Jeez.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. You got an inhaler?
Of course. I keep it on me.
This nigga said,
all
like
times.
It was,
at all times.
Never catch me lacking.
But there's levels. So like if I feel like something coming on, I could take my inhaler. If it's not working, I could take it's like the nebulizer, which looks like the tank with the oxygen in it. And then if that doesn't work, they give you a pill to like open your lungs up. Then if that doesn't work, they use all three at the same time.
Jesus.
So it's like.
But you live alone, so like.
Well, Chewy, shout out to Chewy, because that nigga was one of the reasons why I got sick, because he had mad hair, so I had to get him a haircut, and I had to clean, so like, you know, being an adult, I guess, you gotta actually clean your apartment.
Like, yeah, you know, I had to clean my apartment, fuck around and clean. And
like, with mop and gloves and shit, and Clorox and Windex, man. And.
No, but I'm saying, so like, you live by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say your inhaler doesn't work. Like, how do you go through all these steps by yourself, like, if it's an emergency?
I'm used to it.
Shit.
But that's the thing. Like, you have to make sure, like, that's why my mom has it, too. So she calls me, like, if I have asthma. She came with me to the doctor last week. So, like, you're supposed to be proactive when you have it so that it doesn't come in a case where you're alone and you can't do nothing about it. I actually first caught asthma by myself, and I had to walk from the playground to the third floor. To the nurse's office.
Jeez.
So that was the very first time I caught asthma. And I like fell on the floor. It looked like a scene from a movie. Like the teacher I hated the most came and saved me. Like he like the one I hated the most.
He probably never let you hear the end of that one.
Huh?
So he probably never let you hear the end of that one.
Nah, we knew what it was. Like when we was in class, teacher. You know, yeah. It was.
You said fourth grade?
Nah, this was first grade.
Yeah, you still an adult. I would have told you every single day. Remember I saved your life?
Nah, his name was Mr. Blue. He was old, but, you know, he brought me to the nurse's office. So ever since like I was younger, I made mistakes, and now I don't play with it. Like if I feel sick, I'll take the machine, and then I'll take my ass to the doctor, or like I'll take a cab to the nearest City Meds. Shout out to City Meds, because there's a lot of them now.
The urgent care?
Yeah, they just take you too. They don't matter if you're sick or anything. You just go there, you get your medicine. You have to pay for an emergency visit, and they're open till 11 o'clock. But yeah, my week is good. How's your guys?
I mean, I thought I was gonna complain, but I'm
just worried. I'm just grateful.
Yeah, I mean, I went out this weekend, hung out with wait, what the fuck? Friday, we all went out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate Ray, my boy. Everybody knows Ray.
That's labor.
Yeah, Ray got a new job, so went to go celebrate that. That ended up with us at Key Bar somehow.
Oh my god!
Notoriously.
Yeah.
How many tickets y'all came out with?
Nah, I had tickets.
That's oh my god! Went. From 3 years, how long?
Yeah, them shits was old.
And a ticket leave.
Yeah, it was damage on it. So no people who don't know, this is a bar called Key Bar on 13th and Avenue A.
Between First and A,
called Key Bar, and basically before 10 o'clock, every drink you buy, they give you a ticket for the value of the drink you just bought, and it never expires. Mm-hmm. So you can use it at any given time. And I've had these tickets for years now, like these last three. So we just went, and then someone else had some tickets also. Oh, no, it was me. I gave them out.
Oh, he's splurging. Oh, no.
And then Kev bought shots. And then she gave him double the tickets. Oh, yeah.
She was stressed. She was stressed.
She's under pressure. Kev bought three shots. She gave him 6 tickets back.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
You thought she gave us $100 when we
basically.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I was like, you take two.
Keep it down. Put those
don't make
down.
It hot. Don't make it too hot.
Ain't none of them leave with us.
Oh, man. And then, I mean, I don't remember. I think that was it.
We
went to Key Bar. That was it, right?
In Williamsburg.
Oh, we went to Williamsburg. Yeah, damn. We left Key Bar, went to Williamsburg. Because Chris's boy, what's his name?
AJ.
He was in town for the weekend. So we hung out with him, went to Berry Park in Williamsburg, and then went home. That's when the shit was destructive. And then I met up with Carl on Saturday. Went to.
He was also with us Friday, the early
part. Carl was with us early Friday. Met up with him on Saturday. Went to First Saturday at the Brooklyn Museum. I don't see the excitement.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Yo, all last year, everyone was like, yo, you got to do this shit. You got to do it. Like, yo, this shit's lit. So I'm like, I'm living in the Bronx last year. And I'm like, damn, I'm missing out.
Look at them all different.
I'm like, yo, I'm missing out. Nah, I get there. I'm looking. I got these highest expectations.
What you see?
Yeah, tell them.
What you see?
First, we walked in. No, it was a long ass line. So I was like, "Yo, we in the line like, aha, yeah." You know how they do. Yeah, this shit finna be lit. And beforehand, we had found a little bar and got they had $6 beer and shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's just that's a gold mine in Brooklyn. So I said, "Oh shit!" So we had about 3 of those in 30 minutes.
10 minute give interviews,
give or take. You know, had to average it out. You know, so then we was like, "Cause I got there late, so I was like, oh shit!" Like,
you catch up?
No, I wouldn't even catch up. They were just doing what they were doing. So I was like, but we wanted to get there to the Brooklyn Museum at a certain time. So I was like, "Yo, fuck it, look, let's just run it." It was $18.
Mm-hmm.
I gave a $3 tip. Be blessed. And then we get there. I'm like, we in line. The line is thick. We like, oh shit, this shit. But then we get in there. It's literally just a museum. It's a museum with just more people in it. I mean, it's small on their part, on the museum's part, because then you get a lot of people to go in there who would have never gone in there, and it's free, obviously. But I mean, also, I guess it depends on whatever the theme is for that month, because the theme for this month was David Bowie. I had no idea who that was, and I still don't know who that is. I mean, the face looks familiar, but a lot of, like, they had one big theme for him, so they were playing like his music, and you can buy drinks in there, but it just wasn't for me, you know.
Yeah.
And then we walked around, saw the art a little bit, you know. Carl wanted his little pics and all that other good shit,
little Canadian pictures. Yeah, you want to take.
And then we got interviewed by some NYU student. For her, a newspaper catalog.
Oh, he was feeling that. Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Carl was talking reckless. I gotta find that shit. We and they told myself the Brooklyn Museum is misappropriated black culture.
Oh my god!
Because they don't have nothing. They got all this African shit, but they ain't got nothing about Malcolm X. I'm like, yo. Oh, man. So I'm like sitting there trying like the voice of reason in the interview. This is the white woman just looking at us like, oh. It's like, no, keep talking. Keep talking. Gave her some, you know, free material. That was really it, man. Sunday, then I, you know, had to find my life again, give it back to God.
Give it back to God.
And then this work week just been, you know, just been busy. Yeah, today's Tuesday. So, yeah, yesterday and today's been hectic. My boss is away.
Word.
So everyone's been giving me hella shit, including her.
And she's not even there.
Yeah, she on vacation, but she just, that email don't stop.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
If you're on vacation, you're supposed to be on vacation.
Word. But such is life.
Yeah, I didn't do much.
Kept smiling, kept glowing.
Spent the like aforementioned Friday. I was with Jarrell. Saturday, I was supposed to meet up with them, but I had to help my mom with something, so I missed out on that night. Felt the FOMO, but had a nice dinner in with my lady.
With my lady.
Sunday didn't do much. Yeah, really didn't do much. Did a little work from home. Nothing. Then I opened up my bar. I went to my bar. Jesus. The bar in my house. I started just getting creative. Oh, Lord. I didn't enter Monday in the best way.
What? You started making concoctions?
Started making concoctions. And then we started playing Pong in the crib. WrestleMania on the tablet.
Yeah, I was getting lit.
Music on the stereo. Yeah, man.
Yeah, had your own party in there.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, didn't enter Monday the best. And then my manager's been sick all week, so I've been running the team. Yeah, Monday was tough. But yeah, man, nothing much. This Saturday, though.
Yeah.
Forewarning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way this weather looking.
It's going to be 77 on Saturday. It's the first break into the 70s. Friday's going to be 71.
Friday's going to be the beginning.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's a Friday.
I'm going home.
I'm gonna go. Not out. I'm gonna take my girl out.
So it's gonna be the beginning.
I'm gonna give her that Friday. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be when you dip your toe. Right.
You gotta give him that Friday.
Find me a nice patio nice in the neighborhood.
You know? Yeah, you know, probably take it a Bevon Brew. I mean, cocktail or some shit. Yeah. Just, you know, here, take this.
A nice patio in, yeah.
And then Saturday, soon as the sun come up.
You know in the movies when they show the sunrise and shit? It's
gonna be me rising with it. Just like, ready to get it.
Like when Will Smith put on his Philly shit.
Ready to
get a pep in my step.
Word. 77 and the playoffs start on Saturday.
Destructive.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
How is it looking now? It looks all over the
Too
place.
Too flexible.
So there's like what, 3 or 4 more seeds that can be altered based on tonight's games and tomorrow's games? Because Wednesday ends up the regular season, right?
Yeah.
So based on tonight's and tomorrow's game, so Thursday we'll have a clear cut picture of what the playoffs is going to look like. And then from that point, we'll plan our day accordingly.
Because everything could change. Yeah.
Yeah, literally, if one team loses, they can drop like basically 2 seeds and that can throw
up. Is that close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like just the top 2 seeds in both the conferences are locked.
Yeah.
But everything else, the other 6 respectively.
Well, in the West, the Portland's locked in at 3rd also.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's about it. But I want to say this real quick though. Not even real quick. We want to jump right into this.
Drake,
we was out Saturday.
Oh.
At Kenfolk? No, this is Drake. This is Drake.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you tell.
We were out Kenfolk. The DJ, God bless his soul, dropped that shit 3 times. And that shit was too lit.
I was reading them texts from Jarrell on Sunday.
You was texting him?
No, on Sunday.
I was like, God.
FOMO. I'm like, yo, how was it, dog? Tears in my eyes reading them texts.
Dropped that shit 3 times.
I was the energy.
Too lit. Like, I really, I ain't gonna lie, I felt like when them shit dropped, I felt like I was in college again.
Oh.
Like, it was lit. Like, I was actually, like, sweating from dancing that much. I don't like dancing like that. Mm. But I was just like, that shit was lit. Like, yeah. But, yeah, that Drake song is fucking fire.
That shit is flame.
That shit is fire.
Like, we played in, like, the Uber to Williamsburg Friday. Yeah. But it wasn't really. It was just too much having we talking to each other. I'm like, yo, this is dope. This is dope.
Yeah, same.
When I locked in, though, on Saturday.
With the video came in.
Woo. Wow. Yup. Wow.
It didn't hit me till Saturday also. We played it, like Kev said, on Friday in the Uber. I was like, oh, that shit sound cool. That sound cool.
It's cool.
At first, I was like, yo, it's a lot of samples in this. This is cool, cool. That's cool. That's Drake. Drake does this. Then, Saturday, almost caught me shaking my ass a little. I was like, oh, shit, what is this? Holy shit. He just took over my body.
Oh, shit.
Nah, that's definitely a women's song.
Oh, it's definitely a song for women.
It's just dope.
Very smart.
I like that idea.
But I fucks with it heavy.
Yep.
That shit is so fire.
Jesus. Why? Like, why is it so good? I don't get it.
I was telling my cousin, Daryl, D. Green, like, that shit's just, like, it's going to be an anthem. Like,
oh, man.
This shit gets...
Women going to love it. They're
going to lose their minds.
They already love it. It's so smart.
And dudes are going to sing it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. It's like a song empowering women that you shake your ass to.
And just have fun. No, we're all women. Be loose. Have fun.
It's true.
But it just like it, not even in a bad way though. Like empowers with the summer supposed to
like
be
you
about.
You deserve it.
Like yo, go have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you work hard. You successful. You got this. You got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, not mine. But every other woman gets work. Go have fun.
Say that.
Nah, we don't like this song over
Did
here.
Did she like it?
Nah, she love that shit. Love that shit. She love. We got like a little speaker in the shower, and like take a shower, and like that shit was just like on repeat. And I'm washing dishes just like,
Care for me.
That shit go so in, good, though.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. That sounds like a summer song.
So far, we got God's Plan.
11 weeks
Diplomatic
straight,
immunity,
number one.
And now this.
I'm interested to see what this album is going to sound like.
It's crazy.
Like, it sounds
last
like
year
a party
was like,
album.
And I hope it is, because... I'm putting it on wax.
Yep. Say it to the
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, it was about to go.
Say it.
I'm putting it on wax. We are going to OVO Fest this
year.
Yep. I don't care. Before I was like, these tickets are fucking like $300, but I might have to scrap some. We want to
this
do
an album year. Yep.
It's going to happen.
We can start a cooling out go.
I might not see me a couple Saturdays.
Listen, y'all won't see me a couple of times this summer. I'm like, nah, I'm putting 100 away for the OVO Fest because you got to think
album
about
year? Oh,
you got to pay for the ticket. You know, the hotel and the flight. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yep. That's like a Europe vacation.
That is overseas. Technically, it's a different. You need your passport.
That shit might cost
That's
like
my international trip for the year. Yep.
But
it has to be
done. You already know he gonna drop an album
around OVO Fest.
He gonna drop before.
Well, before.
Because it'll give you some time to learn the songs and let the songs get that national buzz that's gonna get, and then you. When he performed that,
Jesus.
At OVO, I already know.
The
energy going to be insane. I've already seen, like, you know, videos and shit of OVO Fest in prior years. But I can just, based on the music he's putting out right now.
Who knows who he brings out?
It's going to be a party fest.
That's fine.
It's going to be like spring break.
That's fine. I'll be 21 again for
Let go and let God.
Be 21 again.
Has to happen.
Woo!
Nah, that is a dope song. I'm excited for it. It makes me feel happy. It makes everyone feel happy.
I already told y'all off wax. I got caught at work. Got caught. It was last night. It was like 7:45 maybe around that time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah. Ain't no, and plus where I sit is like basically around the corner from everyone else. Like the big open area. So I'm like over there by myself basically. I'm like, most of the time, like, you know, around that time, most of, like, the upper-level execs, they're gone. Motherfuckers come in and out. Whatever, cool. I got my headphones in. I'm working attentively on something. I'm intense with it. You know, I'm on it. Right?
Care for me.
So, I think what I was listening to before. I think it was some Nipsey or some shit like that. And then I listened to my daily mix, and then that shit just dropped in. First of all, my shoulders just perked. Like, I swear, if someone would have saw this, like they would have probably been like, he a little sweet. Like the way like I was moving my body, I was like, I didn't realize, like I forgot I was at work for a second. Like
Drake changed the scenario.
I promise you, like I was just like, oh shit. And I was just, like, had to snap the fingers a couple of times, clapping my hands and shit. Like just forgot I was at work. And this SVP walked by. He hit the corner. He saw me. He made a face. I stopped. I tried to stop immediately. I put my head down. just dropped everything. Oh, shit, right?
Play dead.
Immediately became a paraplegic. Just, oh, shit. And he literally looked at me and then turned around and then didn't come back. Like he walked. That means he had to walk the long way to leave the office.
Had to reevaluate what he saw
to go to the elevators, because like the elevators are literally like right near me. He went all the way around to go to elevators the other way.
Fuck it.
And then I saw him today. And he didn't say one word of it. He didn't speak one word of it. I'm sure he told his family members though.
Yeah, every stereotype he had.
Oh God. I was like, oh, this shit is fire.
Fuck that. Sit, dance it.
Yeah. I'm done with that dancing shit. No, I can't
not.
Do it.
No,
more.
You're not.
Not to the when the sun come up though. Like this. I don't like know. This Saturday.
I don't know. Like
that warm weather, man.
I should've do it. You know how long we've been waiting for the warm weather? We've been talking about this for months now. As soon as that weather hit,
This is gonna be a
different animal. Mm-hmm.
I was listening. I was like, let me put them. I took his like all his songs and I put them on shuffle. He has a lot of shit on there.
His
like,
catalog is insane.
I mean, whenever I need some clarity, I just go to my Drake mix.
Drake mix. See, I was like, damn. And then when it just popped up randomly, I was like, wow. Like this, it brings me back to when he first started releasing music. Okay.
Whenever the library not doing it for me, you know, let's stop playing games.
Yeah. We know what we want now.
Yeah, if you're a real Drake fan, you gotta keep it Drake. Yeah,
keep it Drake.
I couldn't even deny this one.
Yep.
Even did you guys listen to Cardi B?
Mm-hmm. I just heard a song with Chance. I
haven't heard any of them.
Oh, and the intro. My girl thinks the intro is tough.
It's pretty good. That's going to be playing the whole summer, too. Careful, be careful, I think.
I keep hearing that.
I haven't listened to that song once. How is it?
It's a summer song. It has the up-tempo beat. It's going to definitely, her and Drake are going to be played this whole summer.
All right, so maybe I should learn the words of the.
Check it out. I've heard good
or at least know
about
the beats. I'll check it out on the ride home. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Nah, it's pretty good though. She kind of has bars, like
the
it's
intro
pretty good.
Is tough.
All right. Ooh, real quick though, there's a rumor going around that she don't write all her rhymes. What do you think about that?
She didn't.
Oh well, it's not a rumor then. So what do you think about that?
I didn't think she did.
Me either.
She did. Mm-hmm. And she gives the dude credit.
Good.
The dude is dope. He's trying to come up now, so it gives him a chance to sort of. Because I remember.
Who is he?
His name is Party Aficion. He's from Jersey. I found him like 3 years ago. He like had dreads and shit. Then he cut them off randomly and then came back. His manager is the same manager as Bryson Tiller. Mm. So they're trying to like put him under and like get him to rise up. So he did a snippet of that song like 3-4 months ago. And I was like, oh, that's pretty fire. And then Be Careful came out and that's the song that he gave her the bars for. And he has the writer's credit.
Oh, cool.
So it's like,
yeah, I mean, that shit don't faze me, though.
At the High Art Media Awards or whatever.
That shit don't faze me. I'm just like, all right, cool. Whoever put out the good music,
yeah.
Let's let it rock.
Like, yeah. At this point, yeah, I don't even know who would shock me. Yeah. It's probably like Jay-Z.
If they said his old shit was written for him, then I'd be like, oh.
That would kind of, yeah. That would take, yeah.
Yeah,
that
would.
Taken aback.
Yeah. But nowadays, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta listen to that Cordy.
Oh no, and Kendrick. And Kendrick.
Yeah.
Oh, that would hurt.
And Cole. I think
Cole.
All those, like,
and Cole.
Those like lyricists who like, you know, who like put out that persona like that.
And Andre.
Yeah, or like even like a Joe Budden's, like someone like where like you're a lyricist and you like talk heavy, like as if like this is what you rep. If that shit ever came out, I'd be like,
Yeah. I don't know what to believe, yeah.
Care for me.
I'll check the Cardi out though.
That shit's so tough.
Make my girl happy so we can have something to talk about.
What else happened?
What else was on the dial for today?
Conor McGregor.
Connor.
Oh, this
run around like
boy.
He pocket nut.
What happened? What?
I'm gonna leave this with a Kev because Kev.
From what I've like, whoever was at the UFC media event at the Barclays Center had approached a friend of his earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm. Khabib.
That's his name. And pressed him. I don't know if he put hands on him, though.
Nah, he just...
But apparently Conor was so enraged at the incident that he hopped on a flight from Dublin. Hopped on a 7-hour flight to come confront him at the Barclays Center. And then I don't know what he threw. He threw something at the bus.
A barricade. A barricade.
A barricade that caused.
You know how heavy a barricade is to lift? He lifted up over
that's
his
what,
head. The boy's strong. Like,
that
the boy's
is
strong.
That is insane. Yeah, whatever the injuries caused by that, He injured three fighters, so they had to cancel three fights the following day. And then he got arrested. And I think he was facing four criminal charges.
Yeah.
I don't know since then.
You know how mad you gotta be though to stay angry for a whole seven-hour flight?
Like, that was insane.
And keep up that intensity.
That's what I'm saying. It'd have been intense regret.
I'm like, yo, damn, why I fly here?
Fuck, we gonna have to make this a trip then.
We're gonna be hanging out in Brooklyn tonight, guys.
Yo, this is
a private plane with him. They said, what did they say, 20 goons or something
That's probably why they were going nuts on that plane.
He was like, he was very remorseful, except for, what's his name? The dude that pressed his friend.
Khabib.
He was I read that Dana was talking to him, and he was remorseful, like, I'm sorry for such and such, but for Khabib, he was like, no, it had to be done.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Supposedly, Dana White said that they've been trying to set up a fight between Conor McGregor and Khabib.
You can't afford it, Dana.
But yeah, but he's like, he tried to insult me. He was like, he's been ducking Khabib for months now. I was like, no.
I get it. It's smart, but
he ducking the little poor little duck that you're trying to give him. Like, he just made $100 million in, like, what, an hour, 2 hours of work?
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to come in this ring for
what, a little swollen
five,
eye,
$7 million and be getting elbowed and kicked in his face
worse
and shit like
that?
Yeah, that swollen eye could have detached eye or something.
Yeah. But that's why I truly don't understand what the hell Floyd Mayweather is talking about.
Oh, by getting in the
boy must have CTE. I know. No, seriously, I know he.
That would mean boxing is wild because he got touched like what, once or twice during his whole career.
He got hit like that.
Imagine he got CTE from.
He said the boy got CTE.
Something is wrong with him. Like,
I seen him parading around.
Yo, check his brain scan.
I don't know. I believe it when I see it.
Supposedly they said that it's going to... I mean, I believe that it's going to happen just because the amount of money that they're predicting that he'll make off of it.
How much?
They said it'd be somewhere between 400 and 600 million possibly.
How much money has he made through his... How many
billion? $1.3 billion.
What?
$1.3 billion total.
Billion?
Yeah. He just made $575 million off his last three fights. So that was like, what, 2.5 years?
That's Pacquiao... Connor was, and who
and
did he fight?
Andre Berto before that.
When he won 50, you know?
Yeah. No, he went 50-0 against McGregor.
Oh,
it was 48, 48-0, and then Pacquiao was 49-0. Then he went 50-0 against McGregor.
So much money.
Yeah.
I caught the live streams.
Of course. That ain't even a question.
And I'm glad the black man winning, but
get my $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah. But yeah, so $575 million off the last three fights.
To fight McGregor or just getting
three fights total? Oh, you're talking McGregor? Yeah. They said between $400 and $600 million. That's what they're estimating based on what his asking price would be. Because I think he made $325 off the boxing match with McGregor. And he's saying whatever he wants next is going to have to be a ridiculous amount, a crazy amount, as if that number wasn't crazy. So they estimate between $400 and $600 million.
How much would McGregor make?
I'm assuming he going to want more, too, because he made $100 million, so at least $200 probably.
And they want him to... Never seen him again unless it's that.
Yeah, but that's why they're saying that the McGregor incident probably was a...
Publicity stunt.
Yeah, or marketing stunt to, like...
Yeah, because the day of, Dana was like, he can't help him with this, and he was, like, mad and angry, but hasn't he, like, walked those comments back a little bit?
A little, but then also the next day, was it yesterday? Floyd Mayweather had an interview with, what the hell is that guy's name? Very famous reporter. I think it's Jim Gray. I can't remember his name. I think that's who it is. But he was, like, a literal, actual, real sit-down interview. Oh. So, like, it was, like, a scheduled interview, and he was telling him, like, how serious he is about wanting to fight in the UFC and how, you know, how he retired before, but he unretired twice for boxing. He's like, the only way I'm retiring now is for me to fight in the UFC.
He really is.
Like, he had an actual interview yesterday. Not one of those I'm running up on you in the streets interviews. Like, a real interview. So, he's saying, like, basically, and the guy was like, so, because he said... Oh, if I do, you know, this, da da da, and he said, well, when I come out of retirement. So the guy was like, oh, so you're coming out of retirement. And he was like, we'll see. But the money is going to have to be a crazy number. But we're going to talk to my team. We're going to make this work. And then literally Dana White released a statement this morning saying that Floyd Mayweather is like, it's going to happen. Because the money's going to make sense on both sides.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be McGregor. Or it is going to be McGregor.
It's going to be McGregor because there's no other person that's going to draw that kind of attention for him.
Damn, he's going to get his ass beat. Whooped.
But I'm almost positive it's not going to be 100% MMA rules. It can't be.
I don't know what I was listening to. Yeah, they're going to have like some special rules. The fight would end in like
5 seconds.
What kind of rules could you like implement?
But why would it could be no grappling. No grappling.
What, no knees? no legs? Grappling,
no knees, no kicking. Like,
so
boxing in the octagon.
Yeah, yeah, it would be them thin-ass gloves they wear.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm sure it probably something like it won't be that scaled back because then it wouldn't be entertaining.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more no, but then again, no. Wow. I don't know, because it's not like boxing where as soon as you grab someone, they're like, oh stop. You don't stop. And it's not too much running. It's a small ass octagon. So it'll probably be something that probably like no grappling, but probably kicking and elbows and all that other shit come into play. And also in UFC, like you could like choose not to end the fight. Like in boxing, they like, you know,
resets.
Like literally, imagine if Conor like punched him, he fell, kind of got top of him, hit him with one elbow, and then got up off him and stepped back and gave him time to recover so he can come beat his ass again. Like you could do shit like that.
I could see him doing that too.
Yeah, because no one wants to see a fight and it ends in 15 seconds.
Yeah. And Floyd was talking shit after that press conference they did. Where it was like, basically, I just staged this whole thing. I made it entertaining for everybody.
He said he carried him the entire fight. UFC's different, though. You can't really carry someone
You
get hit once. That shit is...
Again, half a billion. Look, gotta cover my hospital bills.
What if you can't count, though? What if you can't count it? What if you don't remember it?
Yeah, what if you can't? What if you can't move?
You a fucking sausage now.
Yeah, what if your spine breaks and you can't do shit?
You're right. Well, he's not gonna put himself at risk for that.
You're right.
You can't.
He don't. But also, I want to say that, but then also, I feel like he just loves fame and money so much that.
Yeah, he's also not crazy. Dumb.
That's true. He's really not. Dumb.
He's not stupid.
He's made a whole career off not being stupid. Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Boy, it's staged.
There has to be. No, it has to be.
Like 1.3 billion. I don't know. I hope he don't really need the money. Again, you don't pass it up, but I hope it's not like.
It didn't. If he needs money, he ain't as smart as we think he is.
Yeah.
That is true.
But also, he lives a very lavish lifestyle.
That's true.
Very lavish.
Well,
very lavish, though. He has like a team of bodyguards that travels with him everywhere he goes. I saw him riding down 42nd a couple months ago. And they literally had 4 big-ass SUVs packed full of people, and they all ran a red light, just causing traffic. He travels with a shit ton of people. He was just entourage, so you got to keep making money. Supposedly, his life expenses are so high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got cut back, my nigga. You got 3 private planes.
You about to kill yourself.
That's wild, yeah.
What's right? Why can't I have one? Whatever. It's his money.
It's his money, exactly. His, yep. But I'm saying, if he needs money, he ain't as smart as he think
smart
he is.
As he think he is.
Which, I mean, maybe he does need the money if he out here trying to, like, jump into an octagon.
Unless he's just trying to make history, too, at the same time.
I think
that's the fastest fight that. Ever.
I think when you're just, like, so accustomed to fame, and then, like, you retire, and now you're not in the spotlight no more, like, no one's really checking for him.
May?
I mean, now we are because, like, we want to see what's going on now. But before this, once he retired after the McGregor fight, nobody
would care.
Nobody checking for him. It's like, all right, cool, you retired. Go. But he's, what, 41 now or 42?
Yeah.
Somewhere around that age. And they asked him, he's like, yeah, it'll take me around, like, 7 to 8 months to train. So around that time, you'd be 43.
Shit.
He's talking about not training for the fight. He's talking about, like, training to get his UFC skills up, like, his MMA skills up to par. Then you have to start training for the fight. So that'd be another. That's probably a year and a half from now. It'll be 40.
So 2020?
Yeah, he'll be 43 and a half.
That's some early promo then.
Getting in the octagon for the first time ever. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was promoted for, like, 5 years.
That's
took
true.
A long time for that shit to happen.
How long did it take the Mayweather-Connor? I don't even remember,
like,
now.
2 years, I think. No, it actually moved pretty quickly.
A year? Because they did
it was like
a year run, right?
It was like a year. But before it actually got confirmed, it was like, a year. They were they started jabbing each other on social media first.
But genius.
The Mayweather ain't young no more.
This one. That's what I'm saying.
Who's next? Is there someone next in boxing?
Like, as far as, like, the Floyd Mayweather name?
As far as the biggest name in boxing right now.
I mean, there's great boxers, but they don't have, like, the cachet like Floyd Mayweather does. Like, Errol Spence Jr. is pretty nice, but he doesn't have the, what's that shit? Like, the on-camera cachet and all. Like, he doesn't have that character and swagger like Mayweather had. Like, people don't hate him. Like, Mayweather made a lot of money when he left. When he used to be Pretty Boy Floyd, came back as Floyd Money Mayweather. Mm-hmm. And now you're just this arrogant, cocky asshole who most people who pay for those fights pay because they want to see him lose. And he didn't. So you keep paying, you pay for the next one.
Oh, yeah, they're really going to shell out money for this one.
Yeah.
They're really.
No one hates more than people who don't like you. I mean, no one basically supports indirectly than people who hate you because they want to see you get your ass knocked out, so they pay $100 each to watch this fight. Where people who really support you, like me, I ain't paying for it.
I got the plug.
Yeah. If I happen to see it, I happen to see it.
Unless somebody went through a watch party.
Facts.
I'll bring you something beloved.
Word. Here's a 6-pack. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the neighborhood.
Y'all got some finger food?
Buy us a $10 6-pack and then go in and eat a $10 ball worth of shit.
The community,
you know, talking about this shit. Y'all got some snacks? But nah, I mean, I'm just gonna wait and see like what details come out about this. I don't know. I really don't know.
It just seems like a show. I don't know. It just seems fake to me.
It is a show. But I mean, even if it happens, it'll be like some catch 22 where he really ain't about to get in that ring and just, I mean, that octagon just get fucked up.
Standard rules, yeah.
If he's nice though?
I mean, unless he's just been secretly training all these years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because like, these dudes been fighting for all their life. I honestly, like, even they put him in there against, like, the 20th ranked featherweight. He wants to fight at featherweight, which is the 145-pound division. The 20th ranked person. I think that person would really beat his ass.
Like, yeah.
There's some amateurs who would beat his ass in there. A lot of amateurs who beat his ass. Like, these people do this shit for years.
Yeah, it's just birth.
Where you point someone the wrong, like, you swing the wrong way, they just duck and they snap your fucking elbow out of place.
Oh.
Arm bars and those crates, choking and shit. That shit is vicious.
Damn. Just thinking about it.
Yeah, what's his name? The wrestler, CM Punk. He went in there and he got his ass.
Yeah.
And I forgot how long he trained for. It's like, it's not easy.
Yeah, the only reason why Brock Lesnar was so successful in the beginning was because he just so big. Like, he was so much bigger than everyone. But even after that war, when people started recognizing his flaws, he started getting his ass beat, too. seriously, he was. Yeah, he was like, he was like fighting like the smaller heavyweights to begin with. Right. He was just like, if he would like get punched a couple of times, he would grab them and then put all his weight on them and then like just beat the ass on the ground. Once he started fighting dudes his size, he ain't got them hands.
Dazed and confused.
Worries. Oh, a lot of covering up, getting kicked all over the place.
Yeah, these dudes is getting.
That's why his last fight, he got.
Oh no! Last one he won, but then he got.
He got fined after.
He was on that juice though.
He was on that juice. Got fined $500,000. You know what he did? Went right to Vince. So I'm coming back. Pay me $5 million.
Damn.
He's on that juice. He ain't no choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fuck with them dudes in there. Dudes be doing some crazy shit up in the octagon.
It looked dope, though. I wanted to do UFC at one point. I'm glad I changed my mind. Bruh. My mind.
This shit never crossed my mind.
What?
The only thing that ever crossed my mind, by the way, why niggas doing this to themselves? Because all of them got like that cauliflower and shit. My cousin used to fight MMA for like a hot minute. Daryl's brother. He did like he had a couple of fights actually. He won them all.
Nice.
But I remember when I first saw him do it on Facebook, it was like way back when we was in college when he was doing that shit. And I was like, why are you doing this?
What did he say?
Why are you doing this?
I was like genuinely afraid. Like, why?
You
like, I was genuinely
hurt?
Curious. Nah. He just like something he wanted to do. He said he always wanted to try it.
Ronda in the WWE now.
You see that?
Stephanie McMahon. I saw it earlier. I was like,
you get more money and you're safe.
Okay. Yeah, because you saw her last two fights. I was scared.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Word.
She said.
You just getting knotted up. Imagine just getting pushed in your face that many times.
She looked hideous.
And you think you trained.
And you think you trained.
You think you ready for it. And you get there, then somebody got to wait.
I remember, I think, before the second loss, I read like a profile on ESPN on her, how hard she was training. I was like, damn. She
was training. She was taking boxing class. So her stand-up game could be right. She was going in. And then she got in the ring, and then a minute later, they woke her up.
A minute later, they woke up.
Ronda, we're here.
Yeah. How many fingers I got?
It's over. It's over.
What's your name? What's your name? You know, I never looked at it that way, like UFC. Like, as dangerous as you're describing it, I never thought
it's
about
dangerous.
It that
it's
way.
It's so dangerous.
Even watching it, I never, like, thought it was that.
Bro, it's dangerous because you can, like, it's just because, like, dudes be hitting people with elbows, knees, leg kicks. Bloodied, like even like I forgot what fight I was watching. This was probably a while ago, but like any fight though, when like someone kicks them with them shin kicks.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
And even when they like
hit them with the high knee.
Yeah, and even when they check it, like they put their leg up to like check it. That's called checking it. Whatever. I guess it's supposed to make it hurt less because I don't know what the hell it is. But the red marks you see on these motherfuckers' legs from someone just kicking you with that velocity, and even like Anderson Silva, he did a leg kick once. This was basically towards the end of his career, and his shin snapped. He kicked someone else, and his shit snapped.
Jesus
and his shit
Christ.
Leg was just like this, like dang, like a fucking like a banana. That shit was weird. It was like one of the most gruesome injuries ever in UFC history. Oh, but these niggas, they don't play, man. So you can't pay me enough to get in that motherfucker. I don't care. Then again, I don't know, bro. Nigga, throw me $500. I'm about to take that
for
out.
5 minutes.
Knock me out.
But you got to. But you got to.
Ain't no time limit.
What if you got last?
Oh, you got to
last 5 minutes.
Oh no, I'm not doing it. I know that's not. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Fuck around and die in the ring. Nah, to God, they just be dropped. First of all,
I'll be drooling on that ground.
The average person has never got hit with an elbow. Or hit with a flying high knee. Like, you think with the average person.
Somebody on the street approach you with a flying high knee?
Oh, my God. Remind me to show you this video when we start recording. This dude got hit with a flying high knee, and he broke his nose. But he had a dent in his nose, like a thick-ass dent. And another one got hit with a flying high knee in his head and had a dent in his cranium. Shit, it's insane.
Yeah,
and you heard it, too. Like, bah! And the dude immediately went down. You heard him, ah! Big ass dent. Ooh, you can't pop those out. It's in a plastic bottle. You try to get the
plastic bottle. You try to squeeze your hands together.
He's got a big ass dent now. I prefer to have a knot. Let that shit go down. A dent could crack your scranium. I mean, your cranium. Your cranium.
Yeah, crack daddy.
I'd rather look like Martin after the boxing.
Swollen.
Tell my boo, please, just ice me. Then a dent? Yeah. How you fix that?
You can't.
I see Martin's face in my head. That shit is hilarious. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
We'll wait for more details to come out.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
And then what else? Oh, we had the Facebook shit.
I
didn't really research that too much.
I didn't. I saw it on all the screens, but the volume was all the screens. Down.
Yeah, the volume was low. But basically, Mark Zuckerberg had to testify today before Congress about the Russian interference
in the election.
In the 2016 presidential election. He also talked about what Facebook does with our data. I did see one headline, though, like around 4 o'clock-ish when I went to go get some coffee. Supposedly, Facebook claims that when you delete your account, they delete all of your data. This nigga lied on congressional records.
He a real G.
You ever cancel your Facebook before?
Deactivated.
Yeah. What happens when you log back?
Oh, yeah, shit.
They back like you never left.
He said he a real G.
You pick right back up. Like you just press play.
I saw the headline. I said, wow, he really just lied with a straight face. But then also, I mean, that's just, what, they can't do anything to you.
Yeah.
People lie all the time in front of Congress. Like, all these, like, people get convicted for, like, what's that guy? Martin Shkreli, the guy who raised the HIV pill price. He was sitting there trying to make, like, reasonable logical explanation as to why he raised the price from like $7 to $700 each a pill. Mm-hmm. This is before he went to jail, though.
He
went to jail for some other shit, though. But
was it embezzlement?
Yeah, embezzlement. But a lot of pharmaceutical companies, like, they have representatives that go right in front of these congresspeople and then they just, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised, honestly. Yeah.
But I mean, at first it was funny because I was like, damn, he really just lied in front of them. I was like, whatever. Everyone lies. But it was just like, that was like such a blatant lie, my nigga. Everyone on Congress probably got a Facebook and they like, really? Really? So it just all go away. I've deactivated my shit before. As soon as you log back in, you can log back in years later.
But can't you could choose to either deactivate it or completely wipe it. There's two choices.
I don't know. I haven't deactivated my shit in a while. So maybe he ain't lying. But I still don't trust that shit.
I don't trust Mark. I'm acting like I know him. I don't trust.
Ain't nigga drive a Prius, you can't trust him. Rich as fuck. Why you driving a Prius?
What you got to hide? Zuckerberg.
Nigga trying to hide those emissions. I don't want. Nigga.
Remember when we went to see the social?
Oh, Social Network? Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That shit is dope.
I haven't seen that shit in years.
Where looked at him differently.
Yeah. What else we want to discuss? I mean, you want to run through NBA?
MVP?
Oh, yeah. MVP? Harden.
Yeah. I wanted the LeBron case so bad, but he don't got it. It's not strong enough.
It ain't strong enough. Not towards the end, just because his team just not. His team isn't looking good. His numbers look great, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Harden. Rookie of the year?
It should be Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be, but I think Donovan Mitchell going to get it. He's like the heartthrob story.
It should be Ben. But it's impressive what he's doing. Yeah. It is. But
it should be old Benny Ben. Mm-hmm. He's a monster. And the thing about it, he can't shoot a lick.
None.
None. How you let someone score 16 points on you, average 16 points on you, 7 rebounds, I think like 7 assists, around that number, and can't shoot? He's still shooting 0% from the 3-point line?
It's insane. He's already like a top 20 player in the league.
That's a fact.
Imagine when he get a jumper. Even a shaky one, like just something.
I remember before the year started, he was ranked, a lot of people ranked over Melo, and I was like, damn, they doing Melo dirty. And then I saw the season.
They ranked Melo too high. I lost money on those stocks.
Oh, man. God. Yeah, I mean, that's really all I got. Yeah.
I did, because I managed to go to the movies over the weekend at least. I saw Ready Player One. It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty shockingly good. And they show, like, all the video games. Like, basically, it's about a guy who, they make a virtual reality world and stuff. And he incorporates all the past video games in it. So it's like Fortnite, I don't know if you guys ever.
I have not played Fortnite, but
I saw my little cousin playing. I said, "What is this?"
I don't know either.
Nah, it's some wild addiction.
It's like Call of Duty mixed with Minecraft. Like, you build shit.
I'll take your word.
I don't know. But, like, it was really good. Steven Spielberg directed it. The story was really strong. I liked it a lot. That's it for me.
Yeah, they ain't gonna see me in 3 weeks. April 27th.
Infinity War, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me make sure I see that.
Y'all been watching Atlanta? Did you
catch
it?
I haven't caught up yet.
I heard this past episode is really weird.
I don't want to say it. I just, whenever you do, shoot your boy a text. I need somebody to talk about this. This show is just different.
I wonder if I could download it on my phone right now. I heard it was crazy weird, though.
I watched the first episode. I got to catch up. I've been bullshitting. I'm going to catch up. I'm going to go.
It's a good season, man.
I watched 30 minutes tonight on the treadmill.
It's a good season.
That's episode 2.
You're going to listen to Nice for What?
And then that's it. Nah, I can't be Nice for What. That should have me in too much of a relaxed mood. I got to be pumped up when I'm like running. I might listen to Cardi, maybe.
Cardi.
Check out that shit. Nah, man, that's all I really got for this week.
Yeah, man.
I think we wrapped
nice
it all up.
Nice to catch up.
Yeah, nice to catch up. No finally guess. Get to talk to you guys.
Word. Get hearing a lot of good things, too, lately. So, I'm glad.
Yeah, we had some great guests lately.
Yeah.
Very insightful. But, yeah, man, it's been cool. You guys keep rating, sharing, subscribing, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we on Spotify
now.
Yeah, we on Spotify.
Yeah, we out here doing what
we trying,
do.
Man.
You know,
we trying.
That was good to see.
We on Spotify. You know, we doing what we can do. So now y'all ain't got no fucking excuses.
Mm-hmm. Word. We on everything.
We everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everything.
Everywhere. Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts.
Still Hot on 97, Power 105.1, 98.3.
I don't know about those things.
Shea 45.
One day.
Sway in the morning.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, y'all just keep supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you check out the YouTube page for full episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's all we got. Let's keep growing and building. It's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.